Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Why is Wednesday like a river? Is it because it's flowing? Things are flowing. Ah, I'm making that up as I go along, folks. Yeah, go with the flow. Good going, Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here. Not necessarily to go with the flow. That is not what we're known for here, at least not what I'm known for. I don't think Jay is either, frankly. I think that going with the flow is boring. Right? It's boring.
Yeah, it depends on the flow. Sometimes the flow is a calm, nice, peaceful little flow. Other times it's pretty choppy.
Easy, cool, calm feeling. If you go back in your memory to before COVID, passport applications were typically fulfilled within like 6 to 8 weeks. And this is if you had an accelerated request, it was 2 to 3 weeks. Now more and more people want to travel, people want to get out of the country, people want to go visit, they want to spread their wings, if you will, and the State Department is no longer struggling to get to the time. During the COVID thing, it was like, it seemed like forever. Remember the last time I was going to China and I got a new passport because if they run out, if you're going to some place like that, and this was 12, 14 years ago, if you have a 6 month window, they won't let you go. So you got to get a new passport to go to places like that. At least they did then. I remember standing in line in Los Angeles to get it done, and it was sort of like the post office in Los Angeles. It was like a scene from the bar scene in Star Wars. The people who were there, half of them didn't speak English, and most of them didn't know what they were doing. But yet they were there as good public servants. At any rate, the situation has changed a lot. If you have applied for a passport, you know that. And now let's see how the situation is. Is it better or worse? You know, the worst part of it is the process, not so much the waiting time, right? Have you noticed that? Passport? When's the last time you got a passport?
I need to renew it. It's definitely outdated. It is. Years outdated, yes.
Oh, really? Ah. Well, they've announced this week there's a 2-week improvement from earlier this year. They have so far, the record number of passport issuances this year, 24 million people have tried to get a passport or are at least in the queue or have gotten a passport. One other way, that's a lot of people. That's like almost 10% of the population wants to have a passport, which is very interesting. It seems like a large number, but I remember when
I think more and more people want to travel, too, after being...
Yeah. They do. That's the point.
Really tied to home, yeah.
Yeah. But there used to be, when you think, well, you look at these numbers and they seem big, but in terms of the people who have, and I got this info when I was going to China, only 29% of the people who live in this country have ever been out of this country. And a more startling statistic is that almost 20% of the people who live in this country had never been out of the state that they were born in.
It makes sense. It costs money to travel. Not everybody has those available funds.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, maybe I wasn't looking at it that way. Okay. Let's have a little traveling music for Kevin McCarthy, who seems to be on the outs.
Yeah, I didn't realize we were all at the whims of Matt Gaetz.
Well,
this, power he yields.
Well, you know what? This guy, these people are going to rue the day. They think they're so smart now. And the people, once again, I was really angry yesterday when this happened, frankly. I was busy doing other things, and I was actually, I finished a meeting, and I was on my way to get on a tractor to work in a hayfield. And I got on the phone. I didn't get on the phone to talk. I'm looking at the phone, you know, checking some email and checking some messages, and I saw this, and I just thought, these clowns, they're so nepotistic. It's all about them. It's not about you and me, the people that are supposed to be served. It's about them and the power and control. We've let them get to this place because of our ignorance, because of our lack of understanding of even how the system works. People who vote, most of the time, people haven't educated themselves as to why to vote for somebody. It's normally who they vote for. And more often than not these days, it's voting against somebody else rather than voting for someone who really stands for what you believe.
Voting to keep somebody out of office rather than truly voting somebody into office.
Matt Gaetz is a pervert. He's a pedophile. He's a punk. And yet he has made enough noise. The Democrats were happy to go along for the ride to get rid of McCarthy just to screw things up, and then they could blame the Republicans when the election. See those damn Republicans? They don't know what they're doing. You better vote for one of us. That has nothing to do with serving the public. How does that serve the public? To create the chaos that between now and the 40 days between now and when something has to be worked out that's more permanent so that the government doesn't shut down? I used to think it was great when the government shut down, but it's not. It's chaos. Not only the market went up when there was Monday and Tuesday, the market needs to do so yesterday, but Monday went up pretty well because there seemed to be at least some sort of order in the court, order in the House, order. Mm-hmm. And now it's back to chaos again, only to serve the interests of these politicians and not to serve your interests. Now, some of you may not like McCarthy because you're a right-wing whack job, and that's fine if that's the way you are. Maybe I should be here. It's just, I think most of you, honestly, this sounds probably insulting to some people. This is why I don't talk about this stuff much on the air, because it gets us no place. I'd rather fix things, and McCarthy was a fixer. You don't like him because what? He's too open-minded. You don't like him because he made deals with Democrats. You don't like him. Why? Why do you not like him? Looking back to the people who got the most done, Newt Gingrich had threats of being removed, and so did John Boehner.
Mm-hmm.
They both got out before.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this right-wing movement, kind of like a bowel movement as far as I'm concerned, they just, and it's because of people, it's the rank and file, it's not so much what's going on there, it's what's going on in the communities, in places where people like Getz or Santos or you know, pick any number of people some of the folks, this guy's wonderful. Why is he or she wonderful? Do they really have your best interests at heart? And do you even know what your best interests are under the circumstances? So a lot of people, the Democrats, didn't like McCarthy's leadership. They thought that he when he signed on to the impeachment inquiry, they didn't like that. Which, you know, okay, that was being, the reason he did that was because he needed to satisfy some of these nutbirds on the left, on the right-hand side, these 20 or 24, or however many there are. And you can say, well, just because they don't agree with you, you call them a whack job. Look at their record. Look what they stand for. And then tell me that they represent the best, the most, the brightest.
Well, it's always the ones on the far right, the far left.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Are the loudest, that get the most attention.
And those are the people that get elected in the primary. Most people don't even understand how the system works. And this is what riles me up more than anything else. You sound, Doug, you sound very passionate about this. I am, because it's our country that's getting effed up. And it's because people don't get the process. That's how people, these nutbirds, get through, because people don't vote in the primary. We are lucky to have 20% of the eligible population vote in most primaries. Oh, I'm going to vote on Election Day. That is Election Day. And the fact that we have these people that make it through in the primaries, because people don't vote other than the hardcore people that want, we're letting the minority rule. And that's not supposed to be the way it is. It's supposed to be the majority rules. But it isn't. So, anyway, I have no use for Hakeem Jeffries, who's the Democrat. He's the same. He directed the caucus to vote for a new leadership. Uh-huh. Okay. So why does one guy have that much power? That's what's happened in the House, more in the House than in the Senate. You don't vote along party lines. You don't get the assignments you want to committees. So now there's a temporary, they call the Speaker Pro Tem. Patrick McHenry of North Carolina has been appointed the temporary speaker. The roll call vote that took place, I guess, was it at the same time? I wasn't clear on that, whether it was after McCarthy gets pushed out, McHenry gets the roll. So then I go back to McHenry, been in Congress since 2004. He's young, been in 10 terms. He started when he was 29 years old. I don't know, he's known to be a supporter of McCarthy. What did he vote for him to get booted? I didn't get that. McHenry, did he vote for McCarthy to get booted out of the speakership?
I don't know. I looked for a list to see how everybody voted, and
I didn't see that either. Uh-uh. That damn Matt Gaetz, man. He's a nemesis. You think this is good? Wait a month. Look at how much it costs a lot of money to borrow money now to buy a car or something. You think, wait and see how this shakes out. I hope I'm wrong, frankly. All right, 18 after here on Good Day.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sip it, as opposed to zip it. 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. All of our social media connections can be handled by you at Good Day Networks. Bing, bang, ba-boom, and you're there. So Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac has been all over the place. There's a fabulous interview that I read yesterday about Christy McVie and Stevie Nicks and how close they were. They were best friends, and how Stevie thinks it's the end of the line for Fleetwood Mac. That's not all, though, that is affecting or is happening for the Stevie Nicks fan. I happen to be a big fan. I've been a big fan of Fleetwood Mac's. Loved Christy McVie. I think there's something about Stevie Nicks that's so fetching. Anyway, let's talk about what else is going on in Stevie Nicks' life right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
I think these, the Stevie Nicks songs, when she went out on her own for a while, she released a lot of songs that became hits. And this is one of the ones, but they sing it in Fleetwood Mac concerts, or she does. Anyway, that's not really the reason for the highlight. And when you're looking at headlines, you see Stevie Nicks. Okay.
Yeah, and she's going on her own tour, too.
Yes, she is.
She's headlining for this season, this year. And she gets to kick it off with her own Barbie doll.
A Barbie. So I didn't realize that Barbie dolls were subject to being connected to real people. I guess that's because I don't know much about Barbie dolls other than the success of the movie or knowing that a lot of girls had them when we were all younger.
There's always the winter, the special Winter's Collection Barbie. Gloria Estefan had herself made into a Barbie last year, part of the Mattel's Music Collector series.
Well, do you do it? Who decides? Did Stevie Nicks said, I want a Barbie doll for me?
So Mattel actually came to her and wanting to do a Barbie in her likeness, but of course you have to get the person's permission. They were like, hey, would you like to have a Barbie made of you? And she was kind of like, well, yeah, of course I would. But she had some questions of would it actually look like her. And Mattel knew that they wanted to replicate this Barbie with the 1977 Rumors album cover, that whole outfit, the iconic black dress.
She's always in a black dress, yeah.
And she said that when she actually saw the Barbie doll, it just looks so much like her that she sees her 27-year-old self, and it takes her immediately walking out on stage in that black outfit and the gorgeous boots she had on, and just that has to be a really cool experience.
Yep. That she has such piercing eyes. And she's had such an interesting story in her life. She had a lot of problems with drugs for a while, but she got herself out of it. And I think part of the help was from Christy McVie, who never went down that road, frankly. And so it's just kind of neat to see how these, how anybody matures, how you've grown up, Jay, in your life and what it's become and what I have. And Stevie Nicks the same way. She's grown up in the public eye. The Barbie doll should be kind of fun. Just in time for Christmas. Hey, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that according to the American Veterinary Medical Association, they estimate that more than 40% of all pet guardians have a pet 7 years or older? That totals nearly 45 million dogs and cats that are considered seniors. Many owners are unaware of what to look for in a senior pet. Very often, preventative medicine can make a big difference in terms of the rest of their life. So listen carefully. If you notice any changes in your dog or cat's eating habits, if there's changes in their sleeping habits, such as excessive day sleeping, it may indicate fatigue. Unresponsiveness may indicate that your dog or cat is losing their hearing. Seeming unfamiliar with surroundings may indicate diminished vision, and bad breath may indicate periodontal problems. Joint stiffness as well could be arthritis or just an aging process, and of course, increased urination should always be checked by a vet. When you have an older pet, go to the vet a minimum of twice a year, and if you notice something, get there right away. Early detection can make all the difference in resolving any problems. I'll more next.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Kevin McCarthy is no longer Speaker of the House. A historic vote yesterday forced by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz was able to get every Democrat and just over a half dozen House Republicans to vote to remove him. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting speaker until a new speaker election is held. Word is, a candidate forum for speaker will be held next Tuesday, with the election being held on Wednesday the 11th. The House will be in recess until next week. Still no winner, so the big prize keeps growing in the already big Powerball jackpot drawing. The next chance to win big comes up later today with an estimated $1.2 billion on the line. If you would so prefer, as most people do, take that lump sum, that would be over $551 million. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Stand alive, it's a long way coming down. Ladders in your eyes for a Wednesday in your garden.
It is Wednesday, October the 4th on the Good Day program and everywhere else as well. Closer. If you're out in the Pacific on Guam, K57 listeners are close to tomorrow. You're close. It's where they say America's day begins. It can be wherever you are, right? Your day begins in the normal fashion earlier in the morning. Some people's day, like Elvis Presley's day, didn't start till about 6 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are those people that do the overnight shift, that kind of stuff.
Especially, yeah, I was going to say, the overnight shift or any of those later hour jobs, why would you not? Why would you wake up so early?
Yes, right, exactly. So the good thing is, if you're a Good Day fan, you can listen to the Good Day program anytime during the day, night, all around the clock. It's there for you at gooddayshow.com. Here's something for you, no matter where you are in your day, to think about. It'll maybe set your mind straight, thinking about the 4th of October, where we are the first week of October. Think about that, 2023. So think in terms of what gifts you have. A lot of people are doing their Christmas shopping. Good God. All right, Halloween stuff is out there, and it's Thanksgiving. What's the best gift you can give?
Time.
conditional love. Well, time,
that's a good one, too. Yeah, time, they're both good. Time.
Yeah, right, they're both good. Certainly good food for thought, if you will. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the state of Connecticut has passed a new gun law, and the Second Amendment folks don't like it because this thing is wafting around New England. There's a bill that's similar to this in Massachusetts, and you see signs all over the place. Don't let them take away your guns. Stop it. So this is one of the, in Connecticut, the law that was passed, one of the most stringent firearm rules since 10 years ago, when in that state a law authorized, in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook elementary school shooting, remember all that stuff and what went with it, despite court challenges around the country, this law, which was signed in June, has taken effect in Connecticut, harsher limitations on gun ownership. And it deals with the problem not of whether you can have a gun or not, but who can have a gun. And we all know that most of the problems, especially the young white kids that get a hold of guns in their late teens and angry as they are, they shoot things up, shoot people up. And this is supposed to, the law is no good though, for any law, it is gun control laws, but the fact that many laws are passed and they aren't enforced, people don't pay any attention, more laws don't fix the problem at all. And my
especially when the current laws are not being enforced.
Right. Exactly.
Well, we've also seen a rise in toddlers and accidental shootings because guns are not securely put away. A lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people who have killed people with guns obtained those guns illegally, whether it was a stolen gun on the streets or something, or, again, in the family home or a friend's family home, and it was not locked up safely and secured.
Well, there's a story today floating around of the grandfather who was arrested after he accidentally shot his 12-year-old grandson while officiating at a wedding.
Fortunately, this child will be okay. He was shot in the shoulder.
What did they have a gun at the wedding for? What the heck was that? Michael Gardner's the guy's name. He was set to preside over a wedding on Saturday evening. He fired a blank round from his revolver into the air. For what reason? He's trying to get everybody's attention. This is like the old days, right? Shoot the gun up in the air and everything calms down.
Well, and it was a blank round, the first one that he shot up in the air, and that was just to get everybody's attention. And then as he brought it down, for some reason, he accidentally cocked it back, and the hammer released, and a bullet went into the 12-year-old.
Man. What do you think and what do you say about
stuff? Or it was like a hard piece of glue. I'm sorry, not a bullet, but they were blanks. But this just goes to show that even blanks have something in there, and sometimes things go wrong.
Yep. All right, let's talk about Taylor Swift, shall we? Nobody's been talking about her lately. The fact that somebody's come up with this, I thought was moderately clever and kind of silly. And Sunday Night Football, according to some, was, quote, tailor-made for Swifties. And so now there's a focus on what Carson Daly said before the game began. And so there's always a critic. I'm not a fan or a follower. I like Taylor Swift. She's okay. But I don't know. I never heard of Travis Kelce before. And, so the two of them are dating. Yep. This is the largest increase in viewership. Is it silly? Women watched the game so that they could get a glance at Taylor Swift. They weren't watching the game. They were just watching the TV to see if they could get a glance of her.
The Swifties up in real.
The box.
Because they show it. But that's the thing. They do. The cameras show it. And they show her and whomever she's with, the recent game she was with. Who is it? Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. And I believe Sophie Turner was there.
Right.
Or maybe that was the first one. No, that was the second one. It's hard to keep track.
They had millions more viewers. So the producers of Sunday Night Football asked Carson Daly to go on before the game to explain football to Swift fans, and then it kind of backfired. I guess it did anyway. But the fact that they did that, so women are supposed to not understand football, that's about as sexist as you can get, right? Think about that.
They're gonna I didn't take it that way because not all Taylor Swift obsessed fans are women. I just took it as people who don't get into football in the Taylor Swift fan sense.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things of even, why am I blanking on his name? Who's Travis Kelce's brother? Jason? They do a podcast together and there's a show and stuff. And there was this one time where his brother was like, now how does it feel that Taylor Swift has put you on the map? Even though he is a Super Bowl winner, people know him. But it's just like how they're just, you know, joking with each other.
I'm looking at some of the comments on social media, how Carson Daly explaining football to the Swifties is one of the most insulting things I've ever seen. Come on. Get a life.
But again, that just goes to, like, the whole perception is of, you know, some people were offended by it. Other people thought it was funny. It's just like how, not equating Swifties to children or anything like that, but there are different things with football games where they get kids involved and they teach them about the game. Like, there is one that Disney Plus was streaming, one of the games, I can't remember which one, using Toy Story. There was basically Toy Story characters in a cartoon sense, but they were simulating all the exact plays in the game. They do one on the Nickelodeon channel, and it's just they're just trying to have fun and reach out to other people. And if people want to be offended, they can. If people don't want to be offended, they don't have to be.
Yeah,
to each their own.
To each their own. Laura Hayes is a commercial producer and a self-professed lifelong football fan. She said she thought Carson Daly was good, and NBC's intentions were well-placed. So I'm going to leave it at that, frankly, because I think all the rest of the negative stuff, some people need to get a life. Thank you very much. All right, here's something that's going to affect everybody who's got a phone today. So the next 60 seconds or so for the discussion purpose of explaining to you, I'm going to be Carson Daly, only I'm going to explain why you're going to get an emergency alert on your phone today. Everybody who has a phone is going to get this, or whatever the noise is. So this is something that will simultaneously impact not only cell phones, but radios, televisions. It is only, as they say, a test. So this is the mandated test of wireless emergency alerts. The emergency broadcast system, the emergency alert system. It'll be 2:20 Eastern Time this afternoon. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says the tests are being conducted to, quote, ensure that the systems continue to be effective in terms of warning the public about emergencies, particularly those on the national level. We recognize that in disasters, seconds count. Yeah. Tell the clowns that were over in Hawaii as the fire hit that whole
community. That whole reasoning was absurd of, well, these sirens are typically used for tsunamis or whatever, and we didn't want people to think it was a tsunami. You didn't want to just alert people anyway, and then they can figure out what was going on.
Figure it out afterwards.
Alert that something is happening.
See,
you don't think if they went outside, they wouldn't have smelled the smoke? The majority of people in the U.S. by now have smelled wildfire smoke. Even if there's not one in your location,
smelling it here now,
somewhere else. Canada. Yeah, you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's the naivete of people, much as anything else. And the thing that's contributed more to people's naivete is the tool that they're going to use to get these emergency alerts today. For the most part, the majority of people will have this test transmitted on their cell phone. The cell phone radios. To a point, television. What is going to happen? I'll give you the right down to the brass knuckles of this thing. It's supposed to last about a half hour. Cell phones will receive one message during this test, and that will last for about a minute. excuse me, the same message.
Within this 30-minute window.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm going to pretend to be the announcer. Ready?
Okay.
We're going to prepare. We're going to rehearse what happens this afternoon. Quote. No, not, the announcer wouldn't say quote. Doug Steffen here on behalf of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. This is a national test of the emergency alert system. Covering the United States from 1420 to 1450 hours. This is only a test. No action is required by the public. All right. So this is being discussed. I don't know whether other morning programs, television programs, new stuff that's in print will have this on it. How many people will pay attention to this?
Oh, people have been talking about this. This was a big topic on social media yesterday because some people were saying that they feel like it's an invasion of their privacy.
Oh my God.
Do they not realize that emergency alerts go on all the time? This is maybe the first time that everybody in the States will get it at the exact same time, and it will be on phones and radio and television all at the same time. But these have already been going on.
This is why Matt Gaetz got traction and why McCarthy is out. Same kind of thinking.
Mm-hmm. People get riled up without asking questions, without doing their own research.
Huh?
And all it takes is one person, one prominent person, to tweet something about how they are outraged about this. And then people are like, yeah, me too, flips
table,
shakes fist in the air.
Yeah, yeah. Or shoot a gun in the air to get everybody's attention, right? Programs become more interesting because more of this crazy stuff is going on, I guess. All of our lives are... Is this more interesting or is it an inconvenience? Maybe we should ask that question on our social media. 48 after the hour on Good Day.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? rate. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Wednesday Good Day program. Time for us to check in with our Food, Farm, and Family Daily Report, brought to you today in part by the folks at Progressive Insurance, which will provide you with insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, your car, whatever. Check out what's going on that can benefit you on the road or on the water by calling 800-PROGRESSIVE or going online to progressive.com. Today is National Taco Day, or as we say here in the Northeast, Taco Day. National Taco Day. Every year on this day, concentrated, intensified version of Taco Tuesday, only it's Wednesday.
Well, it's exciting when Taco Day does fall on a Tuesday, though.
Yeah, why?
Because Taco Tuesdays. And if October 4th is on a Tuesday?
What?
You don't get it. It's fine.
No, I don't eat taco. Taco.
Are you a taco fan?
I'll have a fish taco if it's on the menu, and I can get the fish well done. But I'm not. I don't go to Taco Bell's if that's what you're asking.
Oh no, I was just asking about tacos in general.
Yeah, no, I think
hard shell or soft shell.
Soft shell. You?
Soft shell? Yeah, I like a soft shell. I like a flour shell rather than the corn one because the corn one always falls apart and I feel like you have to use two shells for the corn shell.
Mess, right, exactly. I'm not a big fan of sour cream. I like to have a fish taco, put a little tartar sauce on it with lettuce, tomato, and whatever else may be chopped up in there. I guess the avocado would be good.
I was going to say avocado is amazing, yes.
Avocado, right, yep. All right, so it comes from the Spanish word a taco, meaning to stuff, and that's what it is. You're stuffing all this stuff into the little the taco itself. I guess that's what it is, like kind of a wrap. Look, it's the same stuff. Why would people? Well, I'm going to have, instead of a sandwich, I'm going to have a taco, or instead of a sandwich, I'm going to have a wrap. Hello, it's the same stuff.
It's just in a different form. It doesn't taste any different, does it? It depends on what you put in it.
Yeah, it depends what you put in it. And each bite is kind of different. If it's a taco, you get a majority of the ingredients all in the same bite. Mm-hmm. Where if you're eating something a little bit more deconstructed, look at Italian food with a lot of the noodles and the sauces.
Right. It's all the same. What do you care?
And they're delicious nonetheless.
I have to get gluten-free ones, but yeah. All right, so if you live near a Fuzzy's taco stand, for example... The day is going to be celebrated by them offering a buck and a half off on tacos, or they go, no, it's a buck and a half taco all day. Doesn't like Taco Bell is a 99-cent taco, don't they? Ooh, what are you getting for that?
Oh, do they? I know they did once upon a time.
Maybe
the Taco Bell prices have definitely gone up.
Okay. On the border taco stores are selling tacos for $2, $4, you get a Southwest chicken. And brisket taco? Okay. Now I'm ready for fruit for breakfast. Mm-hmm.
Always the debate of hot dogs. Is a hot dog a taco or a sandwich? Yucca. The answer is neither. It is a hot dog. A hot dog is a hot dog.
Recall of the day comes from Hospira, a nationwide recall on sodium bicarbonate. Huh? Sodium, isn't that baking soda?
Yeah, this is lidocaine. No, this is like lidocaine. This is... stuff that doctor's offices have and all of that. These are injections. They have a potential presence for glass particle in the injection. This is scary because this isn't something that the common consumer is just going out buying themselves.
Right.
This is something that, you have to talk... If you are going to do anything with medical, yes, and you have to have... A lidocaine shot or anything like that, you need to talk to them about, hey, where's this coming
lidocaine
from?
Pfizer
is the parent company of this.
Oh, of course. It's Pfizer. Yay. Let's hear it from Pfizer. Make more money. Screw more people. Mess things up. Isn't lidocaine sort of like what you take before you have an operation? Isn't it the numbing substance before you get your teeth worked on? Isn't that what lidocaine is?
I think it's like a local anesthetic.
Yeah, anesthetic, yeah, right. Okay, well, there's Pfizer losing again. Okay, let's see what I... the Girl Scout cookie costs this year. Uh-oh. More money. Right? I just think it's great to support the Girl Scouts. And they have some nice new sort of chocolate, a lot of new flavors and stuff. So let's see here. Girl Scout cookie prices are coming up this season. They're going to $6 a box, up from $5. Oh, no.
You know what? It's worth it to support them.
I'm still going to buy them. Yeah, that's kind of cool. And there were some really good, the lemon ones and the stuff with chocolate on them. Yeah, yeah. All right. Go, Girl Scouts. There for the Girl Scouts. 59 after on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.